Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe at Raymond James Stadium, joined by Scott Zolak, who's transitioning from radio sideline guy to radio color commentator, which we'll get to that transition at some other time, but going pretty smooth for you?
It's going well, yeah. Gil's been great, and it's great to have him back for another year.
Good. Is it going smoother than what it seems like the offensive line is doing for the Patriots?
I think we're having a little bit more of an easier time up there. First of all, I'm not getting hit as much as Tom Brady, and that is going to be a concern. You know, talking with Dante Scarnecchia and going off what he said earlier in the week, kind of a glass half full guy as opposed to glass half empty, you got to remember, you got two bookends on the outside. Second year guys at Cannon and Solder right now. I know Vollmer was cleared off pup, but they got to get his feet up under him, get his practice legs, get his football legs going. And then you got Mankins back, and eventually Solder's going to get back to used to having Mankins getting the calls right, and I think Logan can help make up for some of the stuff that might be going on the left side. That's not to say Nate's struggling. I mean, he's going to, and Matt Light went through a lot of this too, where you're in one-on-one situations. And I've openly stated this, the quarterback, the backside tackle, the kicker, or a corner are the four most visible people on the field.
Yeah.
And if something's wrong, that guy stands out. To take anything positive out of these last several games, I thought Vereen ran well the other night. I mean, look at what Ridley did here tonight. Pretty impressive.
And just talking about the rhythm of the offense just before we go here, there's only 2 weeks from Sunday before the regular season starts. Should there be concern? We saw last year the third preseason game was a real disaster in Detroit, and we saw that didn't really mean much.
No, and I
what do we read from this?
And I think a lot of times, too, you have nothing to lose tonight.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
when you're Tennessee out there, and you've got Brady in the gun, and he's checking off three different things, and you're getting personnel grouping after personnel grouping, you put defense on the heels. But it's back to what you said, tempo and timing. That's what's predicated on this offense. That's what they got to get cleaned up in 2 weeks.
Well, they got another short week
before
the last preseason. I'm good to go. I'm excited about the Giants.
It's not like the Red Sox. You know?
I'm excited. Well, that'll be a story for another day. We know we'll hear
right.
from you on
Patriots,
Monday.
Patriots.
Well, we'll be at Giants Stadium on Wednesday night. We'll see if the starters even play. If there's any more signs that they're getting in motion, and then
I'd say no.
And then the regular season will be before.
I think this is the last time we saw him tonight.
All right. So thanks for joining us.
No problem.
That's going to wrap it up for now from Raymond James Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.